Kids and families are referred to the project through schools, homeless shelters, or other community agencies. Program manager Jennifer Martin says students have to meet a certain definition of homelessness to qualify.
The educational definition of homelessness is someone who lacks a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. So it's pretty broad. It's much broader than, say, you know, a HUD definition of homelessness, or which wouldn't include families who are doubled up with others. The McKinney-Vento definition does allow for students who maybe their families lost housing and they are staying temporarily with friends or family members, or, you know, staying in a motel or a hotel.
McKinney-Vento is a federal act that provides funding for programs such as the WISD's Education Project for Homeless Youth. The project also accepts donations of money and goods. Project educational advocate Kristen Duff says they also help with transportation.
And then I think we try to support students remaining connected with the school, and if their family needs assistance with field trip money or for extracurriculars, like supporting music programs or sports programs, we try to assist them in doing that.
The Education Project for Homeless Youth is gathering supplies for the new school year. Donations of things like clothing, personal hygiene products, and school supplies, backpacks and such, can be dropped off at the WISD offices on South Wagner Road. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.